Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
92.5 WBEE is experiencing snow today.
Yeah.
They're experiencing New York on our text line. Yeah, I live in South Carolina. Listen to you guys every morning on the Odyssey app. Not happy with the white stuff on the ground. We moved here to get away from that. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
So yesterday I'm getting a little haircut, beard trim, and Katie, great job. Her phone rings. She goes, it's my sister. Let me just make sure everything's okay. And I could hear her talking, and her sister's like, lives in South Georgia near Florida.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you won't believe it. They're predicting snow tomorrow. Kids' schools closed already. We're closing out businesses. They don't know. They don't have the equipment. They don't know what to do here, but it's only supposed to be like an inch or two. And I'm laughing. And her sister's like, I'm a New York girl. The South is weak. They can't handle this. They're not ready for it.
Right.
Isn't that crazy? We're getting it. And, you know, we're just used to it.
When I was in Virginia, I worked at the bookstore mm-hmm. where I went to school. And umbrellas would sell out as soon as it started snowing. They were like all grabbing them to protect themselves from the snow. I was like, you don't. That's not necessary.
They probably don't have big winter coats with hoods.
No,
like, why would you?
In Virginia, it was colder in Virginia than it was here sometimes.
Okay.
But it was like trippy because there was no snow. Like, they weren't equipped to handle the snow, but they were the cold.
Oh.
And you went to George Mason, and I would think college students would build snowmen, snowball fights, have fun. But umbrellas, they just wanted to protect themselves. I'd be out there enjoying it as a college student.
We didn't really get enough snow to do anything like that. Like, max was like 1-2 inches in the 2 years I was there. But oh my gosh, everyone with the umbrellas to protect themselves. And I was like, you're not going to get wet. You're not going to melt. It's going to be fine. But I was like, if you want an umbrella, I guess you can use it on another day.
Yeah, they have 7 inches right now in Milton, Florida.
Whoa.
That's where my dad is. He is none too happy. I'm going to tell you exactly why, because it's not just the snow. We'll get into that after this on your B-Morning Coffee Club.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Some parts of the country are feeling like New York today.
Yeah, this texter says, my nephew lives in North Carolina. They got snow and his kids were outside last night making snow cones with snow and soda.
Ooh. Someone should remind him not to do anything with the yellow snow. It's not lemonade, okay?
They don't even know what to do with it.
We got her tickets for you to win here in minutes. 92.5 WBEE.
Yeah, my dad... so mad. He's in Florida right now. 7 inches of snow. And this is why he's so angry. He fought so hard to get there. he and his wife are normally down. They're half the year up here, half the year down there. Snowbirds, pretty typical of this area. And they're always there before Christmas. This year, my dad found out that he has clogged arteries in his legs.
Whoa.
So he is a veteran. He had a procedure done. They did a great job at the VA in Buffalo. And the less than 24 hours after he got out and got home, he went back for his follow-up at the VA. And he was like, I need you to clear me so I can travel. And his doctor was like, you know, Virgil, this is going to take a little while. You need to stay home and rest. He was like, not here, not in the cold. A man can't heal here in the cold, ice and snow. I need to go to Florida, but in order to do that, you have to clear me to travel.
Is this where you get your dramatics from?
Both sides, Virgil and Mama J. I didn't stand a chance, right, with the drama. So my father, after begging the doctor, Virgil got cleared to travel. And so he's been down there a couple of weeks, and I was like, Dad, how you feeling? He's like, ugh, it's just so much easier to heal down here. Boom, they get hit with 7 inches of snow. Ice. Cold.
Mother Nature. Virgil, I'm still in control.
I'm sorry.
7 inches of snow.
That's a lot. Yeah. Even for up here to get that in one hit, let alone in Florida.
There's different areas that got several inches.
And they're
they don't know what to do.
No, they don't. They don't have shovels. They don't have trucks. So, Virgil, we're sending good warm vibes your way, which you should be sending back to us, actually.
I'm like, Dad, you know, they got TV down there, too. Same as up here. Yeah. Go watch your Westerns for a couple days. It'll be gone, and you'll be back on your feet.
But he worked the doctors. I need to get the Florida
to heal.
To heal. All right.
I can't heal here.
Let's make that part of the world's easiest contest for Kelsey Ballerini. Concert tickets, call number 19. You know how we do it. 585-252-WBEE, 252-9233. T-Dage's dad needed to go to Florida to heal. It's that easy. We tell you the answer. The call number 19, you know, you win. 92.5 WBEE, your B-Morning Coffee Club. Jordan driving from Webster into the city for work. World's easiest contest, call number 19. So T-J's dad demanded his doctor send him to Florida for what?
He wanted to heal.
That's right. He couldn't heal here.
Well, wait a second. There's 7 inches of snow where he is now. He jinxed Milton, Florida. Your dad did.
Well, Jordan, his pain is your gain. How about that? Because you just won tickets to see Kelsey Ballerini.
That's awesome. I'm so excited. I've never seen her, so I'm pumped.
And tell everybody he loved waking up and winning with every single morning.
WBEE. You guys are awesome. I love listening to you every morning. Thank you guys so much.
5WBEE, it's your B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bow, producer Hope. You know, big games coming up Sunday. Our beloved Bills heading out to Kansas City. Many are jumping on the bandwagon, becoming Bills fans because they want to knock off the Kansas City Chiefs. And then many are like, ugh, how many times are we going to have to see Taylor on the camera? I say we have fun with that. Every time we see Taylor, we do a shot. You know how you do games like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there she is. Got to do a shot. And please drink responsibly. I'm just saying.
I've got something better. A little healthier for anyone who's already given up on their New Year's resolutions. Maybe they're doing dry January. When I was in high school, my friends and I did the Harry Potter workout challenge.
Harry
Potter.
So we watched the Harry Potter movie, and then when a series of things happened, you had to do a workout. So if a spell was cast, you had to do 10 jumping jacks. If a ghost talked, you had to do 10 crunches. If someone said Harry Potter, you had to do 10 lunges. So it was like you were working out the entire time. So maybe it's like every time Taylor appears, you got to do 10 jumping jacks.
Oh, I like that.
Every time a touchdown is scored, you got to do 10 squats. I don't know.
Every time the refs call roughing the passer on Mahomes, right? Because we know the refs are always going to call that. We should plank.
Okay.
Like a 30-second plank?
Yes. 30-second plank on that. I like that idea.
Wow. It's definitely being healthier. It's definitely, and many, you know, have their resolutions. This game could help you.
Yeah. Lunges every time Mahomes cries or whines or throws a fit. Oh, and you got to do something when he's chewing on his mouth guard, too. Oh, man, I'm going to be in such good shape after this game.
Okay. Let us know if you like this idea, and we'll keep working on fitness things to do during the game. But I'm going to go handicapping. What will be shown more, him chewing on his mouthpiece because he does that a lot, or Taylor? What do you think is going to be shown more for the game?
Him chewing on his stupid mouthpiece.
Okay.
Because it bugs me.
It is your B-Morning Coffee Club. I believe we are on to something. Instead of whenever we see Taylor take a shot during the game this weekend, Chiefs and Bills, we should do something healthier. So we're brainstorming here.
Yeah, I'm writing down the list. The song's playing there, and I'm still over here writing. So they show Taylor we need to do squat thrusts, right?
Squat thrusts, like air squats?
Yeah,
how many? Are we doing 10 for each of these?
Sure, 10 squat thrusts.
Hang on a second. Please do as many as you can, depending on the fitness level. Just saying.
Bo, you could do 10. Okay. You can do 10 of any of these. Man. You've been going to the gym.
All right. Well, how about Milano?
Any tackle. Any great tackle. Let's do push-ups.
What do you mean? Wait, what's the difference between a tackle and a great tackle?
You'll know.
Will I?
Right? Like a game-changing tackle. Matt Milano. How about James Cook? Any touchdown? Because he's such a good run. James Cook touchdown. What do you guys want to do? Burpees?
No, don't put burpees in there.
Everybody loves a burpee, right? Let's do some burpees.
I'd be cheering against Cook. I do not like burpees.
Shakir catches an impossible pass.
Okay.
Because have you seen the pictures of him like in the air? Like,
yeah.
It's ridiculous. He catches those crazy passes. So what are we going to do if Shakir catches a pass?
We should get in the air. At least a jumping jack.
Okay. Oh, wait, so 10 jumping jacks.
10 jumping jacks. All right. And then what are we going to do if Mac Collins shows attitude? Because he does that. Mac Collins shows attitude.
10 butt kickers.
Butt kickers?
Wow.
Do you swing your foot up and kick your own hiney?
You like stand and
then... I
don't
even know how to work out. I don't even know these words she's saying.
You kick your butt. So it's like you're like jogging.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay,
you,
I got
kick
you.
Your butt.
What are you doing? I'm kicking my butt.
Do you like our idea to be healthier, become better fit? Because the Bills and the Chiefs. You got suggestions, let us know. 585-252-WBEE. When you see something happen, what are you going to do on the fitness level?